actors are a hearty bunch. Yes, they're sensitive. Yes, they're creative. But actors know how to adapt to situations. And that's today's episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach. Welcome so much to this episode of Casting Actors Cast that we're calling Actor Adaptation. Ways in which actors can find themselves in an adaptive scenario. In other words, how do actors adapt? Especially during this crazy time that we're in. I hope that makes sense, but we're going to tackle that subject and we're going to dive deep in just a moment. But this is that moment in the podcast where I want to say thank you so very much for tuning into Casting Actors Cast. I am so grateful for the attention that this podcast has been given, and I'm grateful to you for listening and sharing this with your friends and family. And I appreciate all of the good wishes. And if you have any questions, if you have a burning desire that you want some information on, if you're an actor looking for some advice, I'm the guy to come to. All you need to do is to go to castingactorscast.com, all one word, and you're going to find a really interesting website. You're going to find some past episodes. You're also going to find a place where you can fill out a form called Dive Into the Talent Pool. And if you do that, and I hope you do, you're going to also be given the opportunity to download a free 100-page book called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. And that's absolutely free of charge just for going on the website and filling out the form. By the way, as I've said every time I mention this, I do not keep your information. I don't sell it. I don't do anything with it. It's just a way for me knowing that you're out there. Also, if I could ask you, if you've been a regular listener or if you're a new listener and you like what you're hearing, it would mean so much to me if you could give a like or share this with a fellow actor or anybody who you think might benefit from this podcast. It means a lot to me that you would take a little extra effort to get the word out. I'm all about trying to get the numbers up there to have as many people as possible who would be interested in this information that we're providing here on Casting Actors Cast. And I would appreciate a positive review. If you're watching this on YouTube, for example, that you could subscribe and share. All of those things mean a lot to me as we continue to provide up-to-the-date information as best as we can on the business of show. So thank you so much for listening, and let's talk about the subject now, shall we? I call this actor adaptation because it's really true that actors have, for a long, long, long time, adapted to whatever environment they are in. And now we find ourselves in this COVID scenario, right? This COVID-19 virus, which has really affected the entire world. And the acting profession is no different. But it's been just really remarkable and very cool to see actors out there performing, doing whatever they can to contribute to the betterment of all of us while we're going through this completely nutso time. It's always kind of amazing. In the same way, I want to address how actors are finding themselves to be adapting to this current environment. And so that's the subject of today's show, is ways that actors have learned to adjust both internally and externally during this crazy time of the coronavirus. So I invite you to just sit back and relax as I share a few thoughts about this. And maybe you will have something to contribute. Maybe you would like to ask me a question or share some of this information with some others. All of that's really, really great. And I would appreciate anything that you could do along those lines. So it's always been interesting to me that there are different ways that actors have used to manage their work and their careers. And now we're finding actors, including casting directors, thank you very much, in an isolation environment that we're sort of sitting here waiting it out. But what's amazing to me is ways in which some actors have found creative ways to use the time they find themselves in during this coronavirus. And also, how resilient actors can be, and finding creative outlets is part of that. And I just feel like it's great to, helpful perhaps, not great, but it's maybe helpful for me to share some of these things that other actors have found out in the hopes that maybe you'll find ways to feel creative and be able to express yourself during this time. Actors who are using the time to self-tape. Of course, we say the word tape, and there was no tape involved, right? But when actors look online and they see that there are some opportunities for you to submit your auditions and being able to put yourself on video using your cell phone has been really remarkable. And actors who have yet to perfect that, now is a really, really good time to take out your camera and to figure it out. Figure it out, because this is going to be the foreseeable future as far as submitting yourself for shows, for plays, for film and television projects. And so those people who are comfortable with the technical part as well as their ability to show their good acting skills through a cell phone, they're the ones that are going to end up booking a lot of jobs. This is an amazing time, and a lot of actors are taking the time to learn how to do this. And I suggest you decide if this is something that you should be doing. Not to, you know, make you feel guilty if you haven't been doing it, but now is the time to really perfect some of those skills that you wished you had the time in the past to do. Now's the time to do it. I'm also really pleased to see how actors are maintaining contacts with other professionals in the industry. I'm getting all kinds of emails from past students that I've had, for example. As you know, I love to teach, and I love working at several different studios and colleges and universities across the country. And it's just really cool that a lot of those university student actors, or those student actors or newcomers to the business, or even those that have been around for a while that are just staying freshened up by taking classes, how they're maintaining contact with me and the rest of our team here at McCorkle Casting. It's been really great, because that kind of outreach, that kind of continuing to maintain contact with those people in the industry, those are the ones that are going to end up in a better place once all of this sort of dissipates, sort of gets done with, and we return back to some sense of normalcy. Those people who are working really hard to maintain contacts. I'll give you one really quick example that I think hope you'll appreciate, and that is, there's an artistic director of a theater, and I don't have permission to use his or her name, so I won't do that. But this artistic director has decided to use this time to call everybody who has donated to the theater over the past 3 or 4 years. In other words, this person's picking up the phone and calling, and you know, if you've donated $100 or more to my nonprofit regional theater, I'm going to give that person a call. That's what this person, this artistic director, is saying. And so, sure enough, picking up the phone and calling and talking to every one of those donators, those people who've contributed money, and the feedback has been phenomenal. This artistic director is probably ensuring the lifespan of their theater simply by using the time to reach out and maintain contact. If you need any more impetus than that to maintain contact with your fellow directors, your fellow actors, producers, casting directors, agents, managers, this is the time to continue to make that kind of outreach. So I suggest you think about that. Also, I'm always amazed by actors who are continuing to work on their projects. Some of them are working on their one-person show, for example. I think that's really, really cool. There are some well-known actors that are out there putting themselves on YouTube. They're doing live feeds of their one-person show. I'm finding that so amazing. And so here's an example, but whether it's by putting yourself out there on YouTube, or by maintaining your contacts, or by perfecting some kind of technique, whether it be self-tape or voiceover work or whatever it might be, there are really clear indicators of those who are picking that up and really trying to incorporate that, those things into their day-to-day life are ending up feeling so much better about what they're dealing with and what we are all dealing with. So I just want to commend those folks that are doing that. Now, there's another area that I want to talk about in terms of the adaptability that actors find themselves in during this difficult time. One of the things is that I've done quite a bit of online teaching recently, of course, and one of the things I'm teaching is how to do your self-submit videos. And I would love for you to research that for yourself. And so if you want to do any more work about that, you can certainly find out. I'm doing a class at T. Schreiber Studios, for example. I'm doing some work at the Growing Studio in New York. So you might want to check those out and see if that might be of something of interest to you. But having said that, I find it really valuable for actors to use this time to critique themselves in their work. And I know it's really, really hard. For example, it's very challenging because of these classes I've been teaching. One of the things that seems to be universally true is the challenge that actors have when they see themselves on video. How do you critique yourself? How do you find a way to evaluate whether this is a good submission audition or not? And I really was pleased to get that question several times, and I'd like to share an answer with you. One of the ways in which you can really be objective about your own work and adapt to the new environment that you're in, i.e. you're in isolation, so you can't necessarily bring in a director to help you with a scene study class, for example. But you can be your own critique. And the way in which you do that is, first and foremost, when you watch yourself played back on a submission or on video, if you're shooting a scene or some a monologue, for example, on video, it's really important that on playback that you don't just watch yourself generally, that you don't just sort of sit there and watch yourself and critique your work, because that is an almost impossible task. There is no way that you'll be able to be objective about your own work. And the reason is that our listening and viewing centers of our brain are in a different place than our intellectual centers, which says, oh, I know that that's me on camera. But then the synapses are misfiring, and so there's a tendency to have a real negative reaction about watching yourself. Now, this isn't true for everybody, but for many of us, it's really, really hard to evaluate our own work. So here's the way in which you can learn to do that. First, know that this is a learned thing. Being able to critique yourself in a really constructive way that's going to be beneficial takes time. So allow some time to take place, right, before you jump in with a self-critique. But here's the other key. Make sure when you watch yourself on playback, whether it be video or just audio, for example, if it's voiceover work, make sure you are listening or watching for some specific reason. Ask yourself the question, am I meeting the objective if you're in a scene, for example? Take a look at even some of the technical things. Do I give enough space between one thought and another thought? Am I providing enough interesting gear changes in the scene? Do I look at the significant other in the scene in this video audition too much so that it looks unnatural? So the more that you can ask yourself and then answer a question when you do a playback, the more objective you're able to be. But simply watching yourself in a general way is not going to be any help at all. The other thing is it's very challenging for actors in this isolation that we find ourselves in to give themselves appropriate adjustments, to challenge your work by asking questions that a director might ask, because after all, you're not a director. So finding ways in which you can make adjustments in the work will only happen if you put on the other hat, the hat of the director. And this is an important discovery I've made rather recently, which is when a director gives an actor a note, it's really important that the actor not receive the note as an actor, but as the character they're playing. In other words, let me make this clear, that the director says, I want you to raise the stakes. You know, that's kind of a common director note for an actor. Make the scene more important. That the actor doesn't say to themselves, oh, I have to act in a way that looks like the stakes are being raised. The better way to do it is to ask yourself, what is the character's behavior that makes it more important? Nothing is filtered through the actor and the actor then talking to the character. That the note has to go directly into the character's behavior. Now, if I've made myself clear, I just made you a lot of money right now. I think too many times it's the actor that's listening to the note, and then the actor has to interpret the note, and then the actor has to try and incorporate that note into the character. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't, because what happens is that separation kind of pushes the character away, and now we're watching the actor technique. What's more valuable is for you to say, the character is raising the stakes because... Does that make a difference to you? I hope it does. I hope I'm making sense about that, because I think that's really an important note to make, especially if you're trying to be objective about your own work, if you're trying to direct your own work. Make sure that you're talking about the character's behavior to make that process of change take place. Those are ways in which to critique your work. Objectivity when you watch yourself and adjustments that you make if you're going to be self-directed in some of these things. You know what? I'd like to just spend another moment about other ways of feeling creative and ways to stay creative. I think it's really valuable for you to consider classes that are going on online. This is a really great time to discover what's going on in some of these classes. Now, you can decide whether taking a scene study class via Zoom is helpful to you or not. But I'm doing a lot of teaching in terms of how to self-tape, voiceover stuff. I think those are really great skill sets to have. And I think that would translate really, really well for you to consider some of those kinds of classes now. But actors who are taking classes now, they're adapting to this new world that we're in by staying really fresh and really current with what's going on. Another example would be, as if you haven't done a lot of Shakespeare, maybe taking a Shakespeare class and really understanding how to make that language work in today's contemporary acting scene would be really helpful to you. So those are the kinds of things that actors are adapting by taking additional classes, learning additional skill sets. I think that that's really excellent. Other ways to stay creative is that finding ways and performance outlets for your work now. I think that it's really cool that actors are doing scenes together. I know actors are doing reading. They're reading plays together. There are actors who are putting their one-person show on YouTube. They're raising money for good causes by putting their work out there. And I think it's like really valuable. It's almost like critical, if you want to know the truth, for the actor to have a creative outlet for their work, especially now, where we want to sort of just crawl into a hole some days, right? And we just don't want to participate in the world. But you're a creative person, and the actor has to have a creative outlet. So I'm encouraging you to please, please, please consider getting your work out there. Even if it's among peers, if it's among friends, or perhaps you're contributing to be a reader for a regional theater that's doing a live reading of scenes or plays. I mean, put yourself out there. Take that risk. Make that step. You will not regret it. So that's another way to stay creative. One is the classes. The other is putting your performance work out there. There's a third way in which I'm finding a lot of actors that are staying creative are finding it very fulfilling, and that is to be writing. I've talked in some previous podcasts about journaling, and that's really good. But writing, whether it's scenes, whether it's a play, whether it's monologues, whatever you want to do. But I think that there's a really excellent creative outlet for you to be doing a lot of your own writing. So think about that. what kind of character would you like to write about? What kind of character would be really fun for you to play? Write it down. You don't have to be a great writer, but so many creative actors are finding value in writing. It's a way to express their creativity, and I encourage that 100%. And there are also ways to feel productive. So it's one thing, a way to feel creative, which is important, but also feeling productive. Now, I mentioned classes. You know, I think everyone feels productive when they are learning things by doing. And so if you don't know that much about video editing and you're self-submitting your own auditions, maybe this is the time to brush up on your video editing work. Maybe it's time that you learn that additional skill set that will help you. If you've always wanted to do voiceovers, but you don't know what that setup is about, maybe now's a great time for you to do a little bit of research on how to set up a vocal booth so that you can do voice work from your home. Why not? So learn by doing. Pick up an action. Learn a new skill set. Obviously, if it's something that'll contribute to your acting, I think it's fantastic. Learn a new language. Learn how to juggle. All of those kinds of things are not only fun, but again, it's really a creative use of the time, and it's a way in which you can feel very, very productive. And finally, I just want to say that with all of these things I'm suggesting that you consider, the one thing that you also must consider in the mix is to take a break, to remember to breathe, to really take your time and use those breaks as a time to just relax. Again, breathing, meditating if that's what you want to do. But the creative spirit needs to have downtime too. So I can machine gun all of these ideas at you, but they're worthless. They're pointless if you don't give yourself an opportunity to breathe through some of these times that we're in. Yes, approach the work, be creative, do as much as you can, but then take time out for yourself. That's equally valuable. I hope that this has been a helpful podcast for you today. Please tell your friends. I'm really glad that you chose to listen in today, and we'll see you and hear you next time on Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.